Well, it was a back-to-back for those running for the Republican gubernatorial spot coming up in less than a month. We're a month away from primary votes going out. And John James joins us this morning to talk all about the back-to-back. I mean, I thought basketball players were the only team that goes back-to-back. you got the Tigers playing back-to-back nights, but now you guys are doing it too.
Yes, we did. We hit Detroit area, and then we went statewide and not in Grand Rapids, it was a good time. Hopefully people got what they wanted to see.
Well, this was your second debate in as many nights. How do you think your message came across to Republican voters, and did anything surprise you?
Well, I think it went about as well as it possibly could have. I wish more people watched the debates. There are, of course, always things that you wish you could have done better, but I was happy with it on balance. I think it gave people a good contrast and a clear choice. I am clearly out in front of the polls, 25 points ahead of the next closest competitor, and over 30 over the next one, and have President Trump's unequivocal endorsement. Again, we have the momentum around the state, and I think people know who's the best to finally beat the Democrats and then get our state back on track. That's what's most important.
I mean, it's definitely clear in the last couple of nights that you were the target of the attacks from both sides. How do you manage
that?
Yeah, we did. How do you manage that? Because there probably has to be a fine line that you walk to not upset the apple cart while trying to gain support. Do we still have John?
Hello?
Yep. Yes, there you go. We got you.
Yeah, okay. I got apple cart, which is I'm walking. Driving past Apple Orchard in West Michigan right now.
Cool.
Okay.
I've been shot at before by actual terrorists. These two desperate career candidates aren't gonna fool or flummox me. We really just did the best we could to focus on the issues. And while they were attacking me, I was attacking the problems. While they were focused on me, I was focused on the people. And that came through. I was able to articulate my priorities, which is using my experience, my tested, proven leadership experience to bring benefit back to the state of Michigan. Now, just today, it was announced that I got over $250 million back for Michigan, for Selfridge National Guard Base, for a new fighter mission that President Trump and I were able to help deliver. And more is on the way for a state where we need to fix everything from our schools to our roads. Having somebody who's already delivering for Michigan is super important. And actually having credentials in the real world matters to Michigan. So we focus on things that matter for people in the state of Michigan. And frankly, those attacks are weak, they're desperate, and people see right through them.
I know one of the more memorable moments that people are talking about came when Perry Johnson suggested campaign donors have influence over you, and you responded, "I know when you were born, black people could still be bought and sold in this country, but no one owns me." You still stand behind that that remark?
Yeah, I was bought by the blood of Jesus, and I stand with the values and integrity that result. I have fought for this country honorably. I helped build my family business with my family, and I've served this nation right now, continuing to deliver for the people of the state of Michigan. You hear those vicious attack ads, and Perry Johnson knows exactly what kind of campaign he's running. That's not a campaign that unifies Michiganders. I'm going to be a governor for all Michiganders, all 10 million of us, regardless of race, color, creed, how or where you were born. That's the type of leader that Michigan demands, and that's the type of leader Michigan will get in me.
As you're traveling around the state, what's the biggest issue you're hearing from people?
People are sick and tired of being sick and tired. People want, frankly, a government that works and doesn't embarrass them. I believe the best government is fair, efficient, and limited. I think people want somebody who's going to address affordability, and I addressed affordability with my three-part plan on health, lowering energy costs, and also housing, doing things that will help make sure that our children can stay here when they graduate high school and not necessarily have to live in our basements. These are things that unite us. People want to talk about divisions. The people aren't divided. The politicians are divided. And that's why I think having somebody who's brought people together to accomplish tough and dangerous missions, and that's why I talk about my combat background. Nobody cares about your how you vote or how you look when you're in the military. You have to come together as Americans to tackle hard problems, and that's what I'm looking at doing when I'm governor. People want somebody who's going to put them in the best position to be successful. And so with getting resources back to improve our surface roads, I talked about the funding being there and getting additional funding to capitalize on the money that I've gotten to fix roads in Clinton Township, infrastructure in Mount Clemens, the money that I've gotten back to fix Mound Road south of 696 to 8 Mile, and the list goes on and on. Our storm and sewer infrastructure, because we have third world underground infrastructure. You have water main breaks in southwest Detroit and the same water main breaks in Orion. You mothers couldn't shower on Mother's Day just this year. We need to have real solutions and real people who are committed to getting those together. So people just want somebody who's focused on them and not the gamesmanship of politics. And I'm excited to focus our effort on beating the Democrats, winning this election, and focusing back on what's going to make this state great for the people.
I know all three of you are talking about cutting taxes, but your approach is different. You know, rather than eliminating the income tax altogether, you're proposing reducing it below 4% by cutting about $3 billion in spending. Why is your plan more realistic?
Well, I do want to eliminate taxes, period. But we have to do it in a way that makes sense in the real world. We can't have magic numbers, as one of my opponents, Perry Johnson, literally called it, magic. These numbers are based in reality. I've worked with the state's auditor general and also the Republican Oversight Committee and came up with numbers that are based in reality that will not cut core services at all. Will not cut it. We're going to start with cutting pork, specifically the pet projects of politicians in Lansing. That's $1.5 billion. And then you have improper payment or fraud. That's $0.85 billion. And then you have general funds that are unspent. Notice the acronym, PIG, cut the pork. See? Got it? That's $3 billion that could cut up to 20%, get us into the threes, make us more competitive with states like Indiana and Ohio, and put more money back in your pocket. And then we have to cut spending. We don't have a tax problem in the state as much as we have a spending problem. Gretchen Whitmer is spending $20 billion more per year than she spent during the height of the pandemic, and she's asking for 50% more than she got from Rick Snyder. Where's that money going? Do you feel like your roads are 50% better? How about your schools? They're not. They're not. And so if you have Nick Shirley, a 19-year-old journalist who can find goodness, $9 billion worth of fraud in the state of Minnesota, state 50% of our population and 60% of our budget. You know in that $20 billion we can find more to return to the people. So with that money, we're going to put more money back in your pocket. We're going to do more to lower your property taxes, personal income taxes. But what I was proposing, that the reduction to up to 20%, that's first year, and that's without touching any vital services.
We had Mike Cox on yesterday, and I asked him if whether that's him or you or Perry Johnson, whoever makes it through the primary, is there going to be a coalescing of Republican support around whoever wins this primary, do you think will happen?
I'll support the Republican. I believe that's going to be me.
Fair enough.
I have the president's endorsement. You haven't seen a single poll where Mike Cox is within 30 points of me. Again, we can't take anything for granted. The primary ends on August 4th. It already began because of early ballots and absentee voting. So if you haven't gotten your ballot, please go to johnjamesmi.com. We'll help you out. But we need to elect a candidate who's actually, frankly, won in this past generation. Mike Cox hasn't won an election since before the iPhone was invented. And the last election he ran in was, 15 years ago and came in third place in a primary. I recently won two elections, currently represent Michigan's 10th Congressional District, and in the best position to win this time. Perry Johnson has spent $12 million, got kicked off the ballot first time he ran for governor, spent $30 million to primary President Trump, and has already spent $25 million to slander and defame me rather than focusing on the people. That's $60 million spent on vanity campaigns. And frankly, he's a career candidate. He hasn't even won anything. So, I will support the Republican because we need to correct correct the direction of our state. But again, I'm in the best position, and I'm excited to lead for all of us, regardless of party.
That's John James. We appreciate your time as always, sir. Thank you. We'll talk soon.
Thanks again. Bye-bye.
Yep, you got it. Coming up on the other side, Jamie joins the show. It's JR Morning.